Hey everyone, welcome back to The Growth Signal, where we are rethinking the future of customer relationships, how we build them, how we keep them, and how we continue to lead as customer expectations rapidly evolve. My name is Alyssa Nolte.
And I'm Nikki Ballou.
And we are going to have a fantastic conversation. So Nikki, let's get right into it. What is your hot take?
That is a spectacular question, Alyssa Nolte. So my hot take is, the most powerful strategy in business today is believe in people. Now, what do I mean by that? So, growing up, I'm actually an immigrant from the Middle East. I'm a Christian from Iran. And when I was 11 years old, the Islamic Revolution took place in Iran. And it was a wild and crazy time. In fact, one day, a Molotov cocktail sailed through our living room window and landed right next to my foot. Now I'm a kid, I don't know what the heck that is, so I'm just staring at it. And there's a rag in there burning all the way down. My dad sees it, grabs it, pulls out the rag, and explains to me what it was. And I'm like, oh my God. And he also showed me a note on it that said, die, Christian scum. So my dad and my mom, they decided we got to get the family out of Iran. And it took them a couple of years to get everything sorted out. They took us out from Iran to Greece. And then we were in Greece for 2 years. And from Greece, we moved to where I now live, Toronto, Canada. Now, listen. I was a kid at that time. I'm sure you can relate. I didn't want to leave my home. I didn't want to leave my friends, right? But as time went on, I could see the nobility of mom and dad's sacrifice because they left behind everything and everyone they knew for a chance at a better life for me and my two brothers. Now, my dad was an entrepreneur, and every day he'd get up and he'd say, son, life is about people. And I go, okay, dad. And he said, son, business is also about people. I'm like, dad, I get the life part, but business, I mean, don't you need money to do business? Isn't a business about making money? He said, yeah, okay. But without people, there's no need for money. Because what do you do in business? You solve problems for people and you make a profit. PPP. That's the purpose of business. And he said, son, every human being on the planet, they need someone to believe in them. There are days when their self-belief wobbles, and it's your job to believe in people, to pour into people, to love on people. And you see, my dad was the greatest man I ever knew. He was an entrepreneur, and I really took to heart what he said, because in business, and certainly the type of business I do, we're all about serving the people, loving on the people, believing in the people, making the people feel like they got someone on their corner. Someone who's got their back. And my hot take is, if you want to win in business in 2025, the buyers evolved, slick marketing don't cut it no more. You got to be genuine. You got to be real. You got to be authentic. And you got to believe in people and make them feel that you believe in them and encourage them until that little spark of belief that you give them turns into a roaring fire. And that way they're off into the races to live their best life, as God Almighty himself intended for them to do. And that's my hot take.
I love that, because so many times on this podcast, we get things like AI is going to change your business, or you should be doing more, you know, email marketing or whatever it is. That is, for lack of a better way to react to it, a truly human experience and a truly human hot take. So how much of your, I mean, obviously you talked about your dad and his impact on you. How much has your story really driven your perspective of the world, particularly, as you said, in your business, you help people and help them find what it takes to be successful. So how do you actually do that, and how has your story driven you forward?
What a fantastic question. You know, my father just has had such a seminal impact on me. I'll tell you some more about him. If you knew my dad back in Iran, and you were his friend, or even just an acquaintance, and let's say you were looking for a job, dad would clear his calendar, sit you in his office and see if he had a job in his business for you. If he did, he'd hire you. If he didn't, then he'd call all his buddies and he'd ethically manipulate them till one of them gave you a job, right? And he'd say, yo, Alyssa, you're going to be the director of marketing at XYZ Export Corp. Good luck. Here's your starting salary. You start now. Here's the address where you're heading to. And then if you were trying to start a business, he would clear his calendar. He'd sit you down, and he was smart, right? He'd had an MBA. He graduated at the top of his class, and he'd started a business successfully. He'd sit down. He'd listen to your ideas, give you his best advice. He'd connect you with capital. He'd connect you with potential clients, and you'd be off into the races, Alyssa, okay? Now, here's the other thing. If you were trying to buy a car or a home, and remember, Iran was an emerging first world country, which means it was still in the second world at that time. And the bank would give you, you know, only so much. And let's say you were 1,000 short, 5,000 short, 10,000 short, 20,000 short, whatever the number was. You'd go to my dad, you'd go, Mr. Ballou, sir, I need an extra 1,000, 5,000, 10,000, 20, whatever it was, to buy my house, to buy my car. I'll pay you back. Everybody would say that. And he'd say, yeah, sure. And he'd give you a check. And you'd go off and you'd buy your car, your house. And then a year would go by, 2 years would go by, whatever. And then you were ready to pay him back. You were all excited because, you know, you, this man had helped you and you wanted to pay him back. And you'd come by with a check or cash or whatever. And you go, here you go. I'm going to pay back the loan you gave me. He says, loan? What loan? He says, you gave me a loan. Buy that car, buy that house. He goes, no, that wasn't a loan. Said, what do you mean that wasn't a loan? What was it then? He says, that was my gift to you. He says, no, but I told you it was a loan. He said, yeah, I know. I wanted you to feel good about taking it, so I'll let you say that. But that was a gift. I'm not accepting your money. He said, don't insult me by coming back and trying to give me money right now. That's what he'd say. And then people would just be flabbergasted. And he'd go, what am I supposed to do with this money? He says, go find someone who needs it. Give it to them, you know. And I tell you something, Alyssa, people come to me and they go, man, you are like, you're shitting me, right? Like, there's nobody really that does that in the real world. Like, I understand in, you know, Disney movies or whatever, but no. My dad was really like that. He did that for dozens of people. You know, he's given away hundreds of thousands, if not millions, right? And then they go, why would he do that? And I go, that's a great question. Well, I'm gonna give you the answer. Well, first and foremost, my dad was a committed and devout Christian. Now, he didn't take himself super seriously, but he took his faith very seriously. And he believed to his core that he'd been blessed by God and his Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and it was his duty to share those blessings with other people. And so he did that. He made a point of it every day. And secondly, he did it because he could, man. He had money, he was rich. And what informed my worldview is being half the man, a quarter of the man my father was, being somebody who people can count on, who people can go to, who people seek out. That's my business worldview. I want people in my community, we're curated very, who are all entrepreneurs, who are all heart-driven, who all want to get to another level in terms of what they're accomplishing, you know, financially and in terms of their mission in life. And they know they want somebody around them who's authentic, who's real, who gives a good gosh darn, and is going to encourage them and kick their butt all the way to success.
Couple of reactions. One, your father sounds like an absolutely just incredible human being. You know, obviously, everything you were talking about, as you're saying, I'm having those same thoughts. Like, why would he do that? What's in it for him, right? Because so much of our society, especially I feel like in business, is this attitude of I have to win something. It has to be something that I get, you know, benefit from. And could you imagine how much better our world would be, our customers would be, our businesses would be, our lives in general would be if people were half as generous and caring and committed to something as important as their faith as your father was?
Yeah, no, I agree. But you got to get in Iran in that time, there was a lot of people like my dad. My dad was pretty special, but there were other special people. Iranian people were raised to be a certain way before, you know, the the mullahs took over and wrecked our country. But additionally, you also got to understand, if you study the law of attraction, which I have, what my dad did was, at one level, smart business, because he gave much, and as a result, much was given to him. And if you understand the law of attraction, you know that's exactly how it works, right? There's a reason my dad was so darn successful. And money just seemed to flow at him because he flowed out to other people. You know, in the Bible, there's a line that says, to whom has much, much more will be given. As long as they keep the money circulating, flowing.
And I think there's lessons here that we can learn on a much more micro level too, right? Like not everyone has, you know, the means to help people buy a car, right? And amazing that your dad could do that. But I think we, as in micro interactions with our customers or with our communities or with anyone who we kind of come into contact with, can kind of emulate exactly what your dad did. We can give, I always tell people my core value is give first, give often, and give with no expectation of anything in return. And so it drives my CPA husband nuts sometimes where I'll go do something and do it for free or for a very low cost, or I'll go volunteer to help someone with their small business just because I get so much personal satisfaction out of that experience. So if someone wants to start really trying to do this and do it, to your point, authentically, earnestly, with good intention, how do they start to incorporate this kind of ideals that your father demonstrated into their daily life?
You know, there's going to be people that are going to come to you and they're going to ask for help, and do what you can to help them. Honestly, do what you can to help them. If someone comes to you, I don't know, maybe they fall on hard times and they're telling you, hey, I'm living outdoors here or something like that. And they're going, I need a place to stay. If you can give them a place to stay for a few days, give it to them. If you can't, maybe give them some money, give them some food, because that'll happen in your life. It will absolutely happen in your life, right? If you run across somebody who's obviously lost in life, in business, and you have the ability to be of service, then do it. Do it. Help them out. And maybe you don't have money. Maybe you can't give people money. Maybe you're not in a position to do that. But you can give people a bit of yourself, a bit of your time, a bit of your love, a bit of your humanity.
And it's a little bit wild, too, that like everything you're saying, totally intuitive and obvious, and yet we don't see it a lot. And it's kind of, it really truly is a hot take that, you know, these are things that we should and could and benefit from doing. So tell us a little bit about your business today. You mentioned at the beginning that you're all about helping people. Tell us more about that and what that looks like.
So that's a great question. Thank you for that. We work primarily with entrepreneurs, smaller entrepreneurs, kind of solopreneurish type. We do work with some folks who have like, you know, bigger, more established kind of eight-figure type companies, but they're like maybe 10 to 20% of our clientele. Most of our clients are like coaches, creators, consultants, thought leaders, or they have businesses that are very service-driven and they're the primary product. You know what I'm talking about, right? And a lot of these folks are, if you think about it, what does it take to be successful in business, okay? So one is you got to have like a skill and an expertise and an ability to solve a problem for people, right? So whether you're a business coach, a relationship coach, a software person, whatever, you got to have those skills to actually solve a problem. So that's number one. And the number two thing you got to have is you got to have business skills like sales, marketing, branding, And those two are overlaid with self-belief and mindset, right? And if you think about it, Alyssa, the problem a lot of these folks who are these expert type business owners who are like using their expertise, their thoughts, their skill set is they got really great skills to help people with their expertise. Their business skills are so-so to downright stinky, and their mindset and their self-belief is so-so to downright stinky. You know what I mean? So out of these three, you know, foundational pillars, one of them's really strong and two of them are shaky to weak, right? And our job is to help them believe in themselves. And that's a whole set of conversations and coaching to get someone. You can't just tell. I can't just say to you, okay, Alyssa, believe in yourself. Now you're gonna do great. That's not gonna work. You can nod your head and say, yep. And the internal wiring is not gonna change. We have to help you change the internal wiring. And that takes time. And I wanna say that does not happen overnight, but it does happen. And it can happen relatively quickly. By relatively quickly, I mean weeks and months, not hours and minutes, which is what people think, right? Like,
you mean I can't snap my fingers and suddenly believe in myself? It doesn't work that way?
No, sorry. I wish it did. I really do, but it doesn't. But, you know, weeks and months is still pretty good. I mean, if you can get it done in anywhere from, like, you know, 3 weeks to 10 months, it's still fantastic, right? For you to get that belief rewired permanently. And I'm talking permanently. That's the important part, permanently. And then we got to teach you how to be effective at selling. And unfortunately, in 2025, there's a lot of people who are scared of selling and they cover up their fear by going, oh, selling's bad. You know, I don't be one of those pushy people, those people that reek of commission breath when they walk in the room. That's not
that desperation smell,
right,
that we
desperation
all
smell. Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you must really be scared shitless, excuse my language. No, that's a technical term, right? Have a conversation with the human being and see if you can be helpful to them. Because if you weren't, you wouldn't say that about sales. To me, sales is an act of love,
right,
of respect, of service. And the way I see it is, if you need my help or the type of help that I provide, Alyssa, let's just say you're a solopreneur coach type person. And let's say you've got $250,000 business. And let's say you've been stuck at $250,000 roughly for 2, 3, 4 years, right? And you need to go to another level. There's a lot of reasons why you need to. For a lot of people might be listening and going, oh, $250,000, that's great money. Like, yeah, maybe. But maybe for what she needs to do, it's not great money, right? But your self-belief is you're $250,000 woman. You can't.
Right, that's my ceiling.
That's your ceiling. And you're scared of getting in front of people and having these sales conversations with them. So my job is to rewire your self-belief, rewire how you look at sales, and then get you going so you look like, oh my God, like the way I would look at you is, if I can help you, I am taking a stand for you. And the way I take a stand for you is I help you see your problem and help you see why you're not getting past it. And then I go, I can help you. If I'm the right guy to help you, I will say, I can help you. I will help you if you take my hand. Here's the investment. Let's go. And if you get scared at that point and you go, well, I got to talk to my husband. Well, it's too much money. Well, whatever else. What are they? They're too much money. I got to talk to my husband. I need to think about it.
I'm very busy right now. I've got a lot on my plate. Mm-hmm.
And here's what I'm going to say to you. I'm going to say to you, okay, Alyssa, I get all that. I can appreciate that you need to talk to your husband. It's too much money. You're very busy right now and you need to think about it. I can appreciate all of that. But other than those four things that you just said, is there any reason that you want to take action now?
Right.
To finally break through this plateau you've been on for 4 years that's eroded your self-confidence and destroyed your ability to really deliver for yourself and your family the way that you say you want and your family deserves. Any reason you want to take action now? Now, Alyssa, what can be your only answer to that? If you're, you know, semi-honest, you're going to go, oh my God, he just called me out on my bullshit, right? That's what you're going to say. He just called me out on my bullshit. No, you're going to go, well, I guess no, there's no reason why not. And then I'm going to go, great. And I'm going to say, Alyssa, I know how you feel. Other people have felt exactly the same way. But here's what I found to be true, and it's really interesting. People don't get on my calendar by accident. They get on my calendar because they're good, heart-driven people, and their back's against the wall, and it's now or never. And Alyssa, how much longer are you willing to put up with being stuck on this plateau? Another week, another month, another year, or for the rest of your life? No, you don't want to put up with that? Then don't overthink it, Alyssa. Pull out your Visa card.
Right.
Take my hand and let's get you off this plateau once and for all. And let's help you and your family have the life that you deserve. Now, there'll be people who'll go, oh my God, you're so pushy, Nikki. You know what I'm going to go? I ain't not a pushy here, man. Any push you feel is the push of your dreams being crushed under the weight of your lack of self-belief. That's the only push you feel. All I'm doing here is taking a stand for you. And you need to understand, I'll tell you this right now. My life won't be changed one iota whether or not I do business with you. But your life, whether you say yes to getting my help to make your dream come alive, is the difference between you continuing to have your self-belief get crushed until your dream dies, or you turning it around and living the life you deserve. Now, Alyssa, you're listening to me and you're going to yourself, holy shit, this guy is like not giving up. And you're right, I am not. When I know someone needs me, I will not stop until they tell me a firm yes or a firm no.
Yeah. The funny thing is too, like a lot of sellers that I talk to won't even get to the point where they will ask for the opportunity to make the investment, right? A lot of people will be like, yeah, I can solve your problem. It's almost like, you know, your house is on fire. The fire station is standing outside and they never offer to put your house out, right? We would be so upset if the firefighters who had the solution to our problem could put our house out and yet never even made the ask, never even made the offer. And they were just standing there watching it burn down, right? Yeah. We would never even allow that. And yet somehow we have the solution to their problem. We understand their problem. We can help them get out from under whatever their situation is. And yet we're not making the offer to help them with their problem.
We're not. And that is crazy. It's crazy. If you think about it, like it's like you said, it's like a firefighter who's sitting there, instead of putting the fire out in your house, he's flirting with you.
I mean, right. Or even just saying like, oh, you know, I, you know what? I've helped people put out a fire before. And then don't say the next part of like, would you like some help with your fire? Like, come on, nobody would expect that. And yet we see that all the time in sellers. And some of it I think is probably confidence, right? They're not confident enough in themselves. And we talked a lot about self-belief and helping people uncover that. But a lot of sellers feel that depth of imposter syndrome in their own salesmanship, their product, their service, whatever they're pitching or their expertise that they're putting forward. And yet we miss those opportunities to stand up and say, I do believe in this product. I do believe in this service. I do believe I can help you. And if you can't say those things, then maybe you're in the wrong business.
Amen. And like I said, if people don't have the skill and they have fear, we help them rewire their self-belief and we give them the skill set to have a sales conversation and ask for the business. And it really makes a world of difference because a lot of good people get to grow their business, get to help the people they're supposed to help. And hey, we get to help good people win. And that's what we love to do.
Well, that makes the world a much better place. Considering all of the incredible people that you've had a chance to meet or that you aspire to know, who is leading the charge? Who is doing this better than anyone else?
You know, that's a great question. I mean, my dad probably did it better than anyone else when he was alive. We do a decent job of it ourselves. There's a fellow named Kevin Thompson. I'm part of one of his mastermind groups. He really believes in helping people who value relationships, value authentic togetherness, get together and create opportunities, create business, but from love. He's really great. Kevin's really, really great.
And if someone is really connecting with you, they want to learn more, they are ready to unlock their expertise or their acumen or rewire themselves to see themselves for who they truly are, where can they find you online?
Well, I'm the only Nikki Ballou on the planet. So if you're like into social media or reading books or listening to podcasts, just type my name in Amazon, any podcast platform or any social media platform, you can find me. Now, if you want to do more than that and you want to connect with me and have a conversation with me, best thing for you to do is to jump on my calendar. And the way to do that is go to this link, eastcircleacademy.com/appointment. I don't charge to have these conversations with people. They're absolutely complimentary and free. All I ask is that if you're going to get on my calendar, do it because you're serious about making a shift in your life.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on the Growth Signal. I will drop that link in our show notes. And this was a truly fascinating conversation, so I appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me on the show. It was an honor to be here.